are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Back again on the Dr. Dahlia Show for the second hour. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry, just had a sweet tart. Woo! They're sweet and they're tart. Apologize. Boy, you know, you still salivate after eating one of those things. I mean, it's gone. I finished it 3 minutes before I was supposed to be back on air. But never a bad idea to have some of those candies around. It's funny. When does a doctor ever recommend candy? Well, we recommend candy for a lot of reasons. One is, you know, makes you smile. Okay, it makes you happier with the doctor visit, even though we don't pass out candy. Number two is many of you that are diabetics or hypoglycemic patients, sometimes it's nice to have a little bit of candy on standby in case you drop low. I never understood that as a medical student. I'd be prescribing insulin to my diabetic and then telling them to have sugar pills nearby. Well, because again, if you drop too low, you need something sugary. And then some of you have issues with your salivary glands. And the salivary glands, sometimes you get these little stones. So we tell you to suck on something tart. And that's exactly what happens. Then the salivary glands go, ah! And then, you know, here comes the whole, you know, I don't want to go into, I can't talk about that without getting nauseous. Anyway, so never a bad idea to have something sweet. The problem is when I have that in the studio, I just eat it. So, see, I only have a couple left here in my sweet tart box. This was Halloween candy, so in my defense, I've had one box of sweet tarts last since October 31st, so I'm doing pretty good. All right, so what are we going to discuss in this hour? The fluoridation of water. As our candy gives us cavities, is it up to our states and our cities to fluoridate the water? Big controversy going on in Portland right now. Also, unfortunately, we've had two deaths at least due to the tornado, the rash of tornadoes that have hit over the last couple days. Multiple people injured. We're going to quickly go over some safety during tornadoes. Also, Lyme disease is going to be on the rise now that it's outdoor weather. And they say this Lyme disease season could actually be worse than others. We'll talk about that, as well as how to keep your food fresh longer than it is so you don't throw out hundreds of dollars of food each year. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, Portland has been in the news because it's the largest U.S. city yet to approve fluoridation right now. Now, fluoridation in the water is recommended to prevent tooth decay. Okay, there's really not a lot we want to fluoridate the water for. It's more for flute decay. And I guess in September, the city council unanimously voted to add fluoride to the water supply that serves about 900,000 people. Of course, opponents quickly gathered, and they had rejected fluoridation back in, I guess, the 50s and the 60s. Then I guess it was approved in the 70s, I guess 1978, but the fluoride was never added because the voters repealed their decision in 1980. Now, 3/4 of the U.S. population already drinks water treated with fluoride. Okay, so 3/4 of the U.S. population. Now, most health organizations do endorse fluoridation, and the CDC listed it as one of the 10 greatest health achievements in the 20th century. You'd think the Dr. Dahlia Show should have been a part of that, but no, it wasn't. All right, but it's so controversial because people don't want the government adding things to their drinking supply. People with thyroid issues, kidney disease, chemical sensitivity, according to this quote, this LiveWell post by the Columbian, they say, these are people that are pretty concerned about what could be going into their body. Some people think that fluoridosis could cause cancer, child development problems. Now, you know, the studies have shown overall the fluoridosis is fine. Not the fluoridosis, but the fluoride supplementation is fine. It helps protect the kids' teeth. Tooth decay and adult poor dental health, we know, can cause multiple health issues. So, of course, I'm for using fluoride. I don't know if I'm still a fan yet of fluoridating the water. And the reason why I don't usually go on air telling all these cities to fluoridate the water is because most people I know don't drink tap water. They drink bottled water. When they give their kids water, they give kids bottled water. So I already, as a doctor, have to recommend dental screening, brushing teeth with fluoride. We usually use fluoride toothpaste at the two-year-old mark. Some dentists will recommend it at the between one and two. But, since I already assume the average kid isn't drinking tap water, because it's all right now about the bottled water, nobody trusts the tap water anyway, I already have to recommend fluoridation with the kids. My only concern is how do we as physicians or as dentists know which kids are getting the fluoride from the tap water, which kids aren't? So what do we recommend? It would almost be easier to have some sort of constant without having this variable, so then we know, okay, if they're not getting fluoride from their water, do you recommend this amount of fluoride per day, depending on their toothbrushing, depending on their vitamins, the Poly-Vi-Flor. We used to give Poly-Vi-Flor to infants so they could get their fluoride that way. But when you have fluoride in the water, you have no idea how much fluoride people are getting. Now, true, it's a very small part, but, you know, if we're trying to figure out if a kid's getting enough fluoride, how do you know how much tap water they're drinking, bottled water they're drinking? So for me, it makes it easier, right, to assume nobody's getting enough fluoride, so then I could recommend fluoride with their toothbrushing and toothpaste and the frequent dental visits, okay? Now, there was a study out that looked at, well, people who lived in fluoridated water cities versus not. They looked like the people who didn't have fluoride in the water went to the dentist more. So we didn't really see that big a conservation of tooth decay progression in that. But fluoride is in most of our water supply already in the U.S., and we aren't seeing any bad things happen, not that I see. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse, social unrest, natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, so San Francisco restaurant Bacon Bacon has to close. Why? Because it smells of bacon. According to the San Francisco Examiner, a subsequent investigation found the restaurant Bacon Bacon to be lacking proper health permits. And how they got caught was owners apparently had to deal with the bacon smell and grease disposal issues, and the neighbors finally complained. Neighboring restaurants, Bacon Bacon might be able to secure a permit at a later date, but for now has to shut down. According to the owner, Jim Angeles, says it's frustrating. 2 weeks ago, the health department showed up saying we had no permits, so we had a hearing. And one person showed up saying they were opposed. They told us we had long enough to resolve these issues. As a result, we have to cease operations May 17th. So for those of you who went to the Bacon Bacon restaurant, unfortunately that restaurant now isn't going to be making any bacon. You know, you just wonder, you know, and it's interesting because this is out of, what, San Francisco, I believe? I believe it's out of, right, is out of San Francisco. And what is, you know, isn't Northern California, weren't they the first ones to crack down on Happy Meals? And so, you know, it kind of makes you wonder that, a restaurant such as Bacon Bacon would actually do well and have a market. And this just goes to show you that people want fattening, greasy food. Now, I've never liked the taste of bacon. I like junk food. I like the Hostess cupcakes. I mean, I was bawling when I heard that Hostess had to go out, go under and file bankruptcy, and luckily it's reopening. So, you know, trust me, I'm not sitting on my high horse saying, you know, just eat healthy or just be vegetarian. I mean, I really like my, I like my Hostess, mind you. I don't eat a lot of it, but I just want to know that it's out there. Honestly, I have no Hostess products. I never have Hostess products in my house. But knowing that it's out there, if I need it, like, you know, for a bad day, is just soothing. And, you know, having months go by of not thinking I could ever get my Hostess, that was pretty difficult, right? But I've just never liked bacon. I've never liked the taste. I don't like the smell. I have to admit, it looks good seeing raw pieces of bacon thrown on a skillet and bubble. That looks appetizing, you know, as it's cooking. But the dried bacon looking, I've just never really wanted to eat bacon. Not a big fan of bacon. So as far as I'm concerned, no loss there. But it shows where there's a market, there's a way. And that's what people want. Now, apparently, according to Fox News, the average family throws out nearly 122 pounds of food per month and wastes $590 a year on food that eventually spoils. But many of the foods that we throw out, common perishables, they say, do remain safe even past their sell-by dates, like milk and eggs. How many of us cook some eggs, right? We grab the container of eggs only to find out they expired a month ago. And then you're like, oh my gosh, did anybody get sick? And nobody got sick. And you're like, whew. So apparently, here's some do's and don'ts. This is actually really informative, so I decided to share this with you. When it comes to fresh herbs, they say wrap those fresh herbs in paper towels to absorb the moisture. Place in a plastic bag in the crisper drawer. You know, some of us have crispers. I don't think I have a crisper drawer. I don't really know what a crisper drawer does that's different. I just thought it was storage space. But I remember my father, put in the crisper. Put in the crisper. It stays crisp, you know, because he knew a lot about appliances because he fixed them. So I guess it probably stays dry. That's my guess. But they say, like, let's say you have basil. Don't refrigerate basil because that could be damaged by the cold. Let basil stand in water on a sunny windowsill. Okay, I don't buy basil. Water in my house will mold, so I don't know about that. Eggs. Store eggs in their original container on the refrigerator shelf. This will make them last 3 to 4 weeks past a sell-by date. Do not store the eggs on the door because the eggs then are more vulnerable to temperature fluctuations. Our refrigerator has this plastic thingy where you could stick the eggs in it. I think that is one of the stupidest things I've ever seen designed because I got kids. And when they open the refrigerator door, they don't open it nicely using the same amount of torque that anybody else would use. They throw that sucker open. So the eggs that are sitting there on that little egg holder, they fly. And then mama gets mad. All right, but that's interesting, you know. Keep the eggs in deep. That's what I do. My eggs are deep, deep, deep inside the refrigerator. Lunch meat. Not that y'all should be eating lunch meat. Remember, it's processed, the nitrites, nitrates. I get a little nervous about y'all on lunch meat diets. But anyway, they say store the meat in the meat compartment because it's designed to keep cool air in, and it'll help meat last 3 to 5 days past a sell date. Don't forget to reseal the package. Make sure to reseal your lunch meat. For me, if lunch meat's a day old, I could smell it. Tomatoes. Store cherry and grape tomatoes in their original containers in the refrigerator. Ripen large varieties on the counter cold temperatures to halt color. I don't get that. Oh, I see. If you have a non-ripe tomato, let it ripen, okay? And then store it in the fridge. Don't place ripe tomatoes near vegetables because they give off the ethylene. All right, that's probably where the name ethyl came from. Hard cheese. They say, for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're giving you tips on what to do with your food to make it last past the code date. Although I'm supposed to tell you to throw out everything expired. This comes from Fox. They say wrap your hard cheese in a moisture-proof plastic or foil. It'll help keep it 2 to 4 months past the sell-by date. Now, see me, I cannot eat old cheese. I understand that blue cheese and lots of cheeses are aged, but to me, anything in my fridge tastes bad. Throw it away at the first sight of mold. If the outside of the hard cheese has visible mold, you could trim off the mold and a half-inch area of cheese below it. I'm not allowed to tell you guys to do that because I'm a doctor, but I know a lot of you do that. Do not eat it because you think it's blue cheese yogurt. Store yogurt at 39 degrees Fahrenheit in the fridge. It'll keep 10 to 14 days past the sell date, okay? And then milk. Apparently they say, make sure that your milk is not the first thing you buy when you go shopping. Make sure your milk is last. That makes sense. Okay, where I go shopping, the bakery's first, all right, which is probably not a good idea because I'm hungry. And you know how they said never shop when you're hungry? So I hit the bakery and, smelling all the baked goods. So I'm loaded up with all the carbs. And then as I try to get around, see, fruits and vegetables are last in my circle because basically I go clockwise. So I hit the milk almost second. Then I go to the meat department. And then I go to the rices and the sauces, and then I get around to the vegetables. I get the vegetables and the fruit. So they say get the milk last. The problem is milk is always in the back, right? Because that's where they could load up. So that's a problem. Okay? Do not store the milk closer to the door. All right? Onions, shallots, garlics, store in a warm, dry place on your countertop. Do not put them next to ripening fruits. Because alliums like the onion, shallots, and garlic contain strong sulfur compounds. Woo! So does our bathroom. Watermelon, mushrooms, let me see. I don't want to go through all of these. Berries, store in their original containers. Apple, store in plastic bags. In the crisper. Potatoes. Keep baking potatoes like the Yukon Golds or russets in a cool, dark place. And store smaller varieties like red potatoes in the fridge. See, that's our problem. I'll buy a bag of potatoes. We'll throw the bag of potatoes, like, kind of in the pantry area, and then we'll forget about it for months. Do not store baking potatoes near direct sunlight. It stimulates the growth of a toxin. This toxin can be dangerous in large amounts. Asparagus. I don't eat asparagus, but for those of you who find asparagus appetizing, Lord have mercy, refrigerate them upright with the bottoms wrapped in damp paper towel, and in a plastic bag loosely covering them. To me, they're too phallic to have in the house upright. My kids would be giggling. Do not submerge asparagus all in water because it increases bacteria growth. Carrots, those I have, take off the leafy tops to prolong storage. Peel the baby carrots. You could stick them anywhere in the fridge, but the larger carrots with the skins are much more sensitive to ethylene. Store large carrots. Do not store them next to fruit because they'll become bitter. Mushrooms. I don't eat mushrooms, but some of you do. Don't know why. Place the unwashed mushrooms in a paper bag in your refrigerator so the wife could open up the fridge, throw that paper bag out with the trash. Keep them cold and dry. If you keep a mushroom cold and dry, bacteria won't grow on it. My guess is because it's fungus, and bacteria don't like the fungus taste any more than I do. All right, guys, don't go away. Let's talk about tornadoes, what's been happening to our Midwest, and what to do in case of a tornado. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. Freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the expo hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So apparently, this week and weekend, more than 60 million Americans had been at risk for these severe storms that unfortunately caused deadly tornadoes. Primary targets have been Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Arkansas, as well as cities like Iowa, Minneapolis, and even Dallas, Detroit, Chicago can be in the danger zone. On Sunday, there were 24 reports of tornadoes in five states. They say May 19th appeared to have been the second most active day for tornadoes in the nation so far in 2013, according to Weather Channel meteorologist John Erdman. Across Oklahoma alone, 21 people were injured, not including those that suffered bumps and bruises and, you know, who chose not to go to the hospital. Interstate 40 had to be closed by the Oklahoma Highway Patrol after winds overturned semi-tractor trailer trucks and other vehicles. So, you know, we are in tornado season. Usually it starts roughly about April, goes on till, I believe, kind of midsummer. All right. I'm very blessed. I live in an area that doesn't have tornadoes. I couldn't imagine, you know, living in an area that does and, you know, seeing your home or your neighbor's home devastated. But just to quickly review some things for those of you kind of new to these areas, right? And, you know, prefer to kind of stand outside and watch. There are some basic rules, okay? Of course, if you could seek shelter under a sturdy table in the basement, that's probably the best place to go. Go to the basement, okay? If there is no basement available, go to a first floor, a small interior room, or a room on the opposite side from a tornado. You need to remember to stay away from windows because as glass shatters, the glass, of course, can cut you. In schools, churches, shopping centers, there are usually designated shelters. These are away from outside walls, glass, large rooms, etc. You need to get under a table, get under a counter. They never say to go to your parked car. If you're in a motel at the time, they say to lie down in the lowest level interior hallway away from the glass. Dive under a bed or pull a mattress on top of you as a last resort. Now, you see, I, though, was born in L.A., and so when it comes to earthquakes, you train to go to you go under a table, et cetera, or you go to a doorpost, something that would be reinforced. And so, you know, tornado versus earthquake is a little different, okay? Let's say you're in a vehicle, okay? Drive away at a right angle to storm movement. Don't try to chase a storm. Also remember that these tornadoes can always switch direction, okay? If you think you're going to get caught in a tornado and you're in your car, according to this site here, this is this is from Iowa State University Press. They say abandon your vehicle and lie in a ditch or under a low bridge. Mobile homes. We just saw a mobile home park completely destroyed by this tornado the other day. They say seek safety in a designated safety shelter as a last resort, lie down in a ditch, all right? They do not recommend that you stay in your mobile home. Of course, mobile homes are especially vulnerable, very vulnerable. A typical mobile home not tied down by guy wires can be rolled over strong thunderstorm winds at 60 to 70 miles an hour. Imagine some of these winds the other day was about 180 miles per hour. All right, so basically, I think we just reviewed where to go, and then, you know, some of you have told me to get into your bathroom and hide in your tub because there's no glass around the bathroom if there's no window in that bathroom, and then you're also away from wood splinters. All right, I'll let you guys decide that one. In my bathroom, we have wood cupboards, and we have the mirror, and we have a window. Lord knows in our family, we need windows in our bathroom. So for us, I don't think the bathroom would probably be the safest place. Not to mention, my shower is all full of, shampoo bottles and conditioners and razors that I should probably use a little more often than I do. So for me, unfortunately, that would be pretty dangerous in and of itself. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, our hearts and prayers are with those who have suffered through the tornado storms and the storms that are still currently going on. Please be safe out there and keep us posted if you can. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, as the Obamacare unfolds even more, we have news now coming out of L.A. that many people would have gaps in their medical coverage even under this new law, all right? Apparently, millions of Americans will still have issues when they get married or when they get divorced or if they have children, if they take on another job, if their family income changes, their eligibility will change. And unfortunately, this promise that the doctor that you've always had, you'll still get to have, right? You won't lose your health care coverage with Obamacare coming into play. We knew that was a bunch of baloney when that was discussed, and we still see that. In fact, I believe in is it Indonesia? Apparently, a new healthcare system. I want to bring up this report. It was breaking news last night where apparently the country is now starting to crumble under their new healthcare system. And it wasn't a blog. This was an actual report. Because of all the rules and regulations. I want to bring that up after break. I apologize. I don't have it. And again, I'm not worried about America crumbling. I am worried about our healthcare system collapsing. Absolutely. And yes, when the healthcare system collapses, the economy could go with it. But I'm hoping we have enough brains and enough sense to try to repeal or overturn or stop some of the implementation that is job killing. But many of you have already noticed that you can't find a Medicare doctor. You've already noticed that when you had gotten fired, right, and then you found a new job that had new insurance, your doctor wasn't on that plan. So whatever was told to you to get that law passed, we need to tell you, all right, just use common sense. If you lose your job, you're not going to have health insurance. And on top of that, to add more salt to the wound, you're going to be mandated to purchase health insurance or be taxed. So now I understand if you're unemployed, there could be certain waivers, and now we're going to be spending money on the waivers, and we're going to be spending the money on 20,000 new IRS agents to implement and oversee, which I think is just one big cluster. But that promise that you'll have insurance and that promise that you'll keep your doctor isn't happening. So right now, even in the LA Times, okay, they're even admitting that policymakers must figure out a way to make that coverage affordable and ease the transition between Medicaid and the state exchanges to prevent more emergency room visits and hospitalizations. They say these significant disruptions can make it hard for people to get high-quality, stable health care. Our ERs are going to become packed. Now, my job as a radio doctor is to teach you all how to prevent needing an emergency room, which is why we discuss tornado safety, hurricane safety, first aid, avoidance of snake bites, avoidance of heat stroke, avoidance of frostbite. I mean, these are things some of you may listen to and go, oh, Dr. Dahlia, please, why do we have to listen to a lecture on nosebleeds, etc.? Because I want to keep you out of the ER. If I could keep you out of the ER and you could take care of certain things at home or be able to see your regular doctor, okay, because now it's not as emergent, I think that's success. All right? These emergency rooms are going to be slammed, not to mention all the new immigration reform allowing non-citizens and people purchasing health care or having jobs that have health care to use our hospital system. It's going to become extremely taxing. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included. designed to be practical and built to last yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have. And all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Reuters said that apparently in Indonesia, they're having a huge problem with their new healthcare system. Apparently, when a sick Indonesian baby died after 10 hospitals in Jakarta turned her family away in February, critics blamed a pilot health insurance scheme that has overwhelmed the city's public hospitals. The program was introduced in November, and it gave health insurance to around 5 million people in Jakarta, categorized as poor. Long lines quickly formed at already stretched hospital emergency rooms. As many patients, some of them who were not ill, sought to take advantage of being covered for the first time, according to Reuters. They said some health experts said it was a sign of the chaos to come when the government begins rolling out a nationwide health insurance program early next year here in the States, especially since Jakarta, a city of 10 million people, has the country's best public hospitals and doctors. They say if Jakarta, who has some of the best public hospitals and doctors in their whole country, is not ready, then what about the other cities within Indonesia? How are they going to be ready? And then here we are in America. Already hospitals are very financially weak, right, because of taking care of underinsured patients and uninsured patients and being already financially strapped, throwing on top of our hospitals that Medicare penalty, where if you have readmissions or certain penalties of quote-unquote ordering too many tests, all right, this is some serious stuff. So if a city basically like Jakarta in Indonesia could have huge problems, wait till it happens with us. And so I understand the concern. I see that. I don't think it's overly dramatic. All right? I don't think it's overly dramatic at all. You know, it's very easy to promise things. And it's very easy for non-doctors to promise things and to legislate for non-medical personnel, non-pharmacists, non-nurses, non-massage therapists, non-dentists, non-doctors to make legislation. It's very easy for them to do, and they've done it. Pelosi, pretty proud of herself. Kathleen Sebelius, who I believe was a political science major. We talked about C. Everett Koop back in the 80s. He was director of Health and Human Services before he became Surgeon General, but he was a physician. He was a pediatrician, okay? When you have non-medically trained people, what about the EMTs? What about our paramedics? Were any of them consulted? When you have non-medical personnel, make the legislation, all right? And yeah, they'll say, well, we asked some doctors. We talked to the AMA. All right. No. Okay. Talk to us, right? Talk to us that are here in the trenches. Please talk to us. We'll tell you what we need. We'll tell you what needs to be done. And we'll also tell you what's probably going to fail. Now, we've discussed this many times on the show. I want a country that gives health care to everybody. I think it's wonderful. Welcome to our country. I mean, I come from a family of immigrants. Right? I mean, America is a phenomenal beacon of freedom and hope for many other countries. All right, but you can't be that if you can't take care of your own first. So the promises that our country has made, I don't think they'll be able to fulfill, which means don't promise. And when people start dying because the hospitals aren't streamlined and we don't have enough hospitals, I mean, if you want to tax people, if you want to spend money, then spend money building more hospitals. Okay, fund more facilities. Don't mandate Obamacare, all right? Already people without insurance are flooding hospitals, okay? That's not going to change. But what you're going to do is you're going to give people Medicaid. You're going to have these exchanges that will make people feel they're empowered and have health care. There won't be doctors that have room to take these patients, and so they'll end up in the ER anyway. Now, if a person needs to go to the ER, go. You need to go to the ER. Don't worry about Obamacare. Don't worry about, your life is at stake. You go, all right? But we're having such an abuse of the system. What was it? There was a woman who had called the paramedics 4 times, right, using them as a bus service, all right? I think we need to streamline things a heck of a lot better. And taxing the American people, that's not going to solve our healthcare issues. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We talked about in the first hour this proposed state ballot measure in California where they're going to want doctors to pass drug testing and alcohol testing, random drug and alcohol testing. Now, on the outset, that sounds good. You're like, all right, well, you know, pilots have to, you know, be drug-free, alcohol-free, truckers do. All right, yeah, but read more into what's in this bill. In addition to this bill, and I don't mind, I had to do drug testing, all of us did when we were hired as residents to work in the hospital, when we were hired in the urgent care system, not a problem submitting to a drug test for me, piece of cake. For those of you that are worried about having, you know, a glass of wine at dinner, you know, on a Saturday night. Usually that's out of your urine by Monday, so I'm not worried about that. But in this bill that apparently Bob Pack, who's a former AOL and Net Zero executive, has submitted to go on November 14th's ballot, is also lifting a cap on the damages of medical malpractice, changing the makeup of the state medical board, which disciplines bad doctors, to require that a majority come from outside the medical profession. Right now, most medical boards already have people outside the medical profession, but there's more doctors and non-doctors on there. He wants to change that makeup. Right? And he wants to ensure funding for a state database to track what drugs doctors are prescribing and if they're being recklessly prescribed. Now, why is he on this bandwagon? Well, from what we understand, he unfortunately lost his 10-year-old son and 7-year-old daughter when they were struck and killed a decade ago near their Danville home by a driver who was under the influence of alcohol and prescription pills. So he lost his son, he lost his daughter due to a driver who had been under the influence. And so he's now going after doctors. So doctors peeing in a cup, that's not going to bring his children back. But I understand he's a father. He's lost his kids. This happened 10 years ago. You can never recover. He's mad. Now, should doctors have drug testing? They already do. So I don't really see why there has to be a ballot measure. Private doctors, yeah, it's something the state board could do. I don't think any doctor should have alcohol in their system the time they're practicing. But what I had discussed earlier in this hour is what's more detrimental. A doctor who had a beer or two on the weekend, okay, and Monday morning feels fresh and ready to go, or somebody who had been sleep deprived because he had to take call and he was inundated with phone calls. All right, because people couldn't get into his office with the Obamacare changes, let's say, for example. So now he's sleep deprived because he was up all night dealing with calls on call, and now he's going into the office Monday morning. Okay, what's more impairing? So, you know, I don't see how this bill is going to make things better for Californians, but that's what's out there. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We were talking about the fluoride controversy in Portland. Apparently, in Portland, they are one of the probably the largest city in America that doesn't have a fluoridation in their water type of system. So we talked about the pros and cons of fluoride, where people are concerned if they have kidney damages, if they have vulnerable kidneys, if they have hypersensitivity, they don't want the fluoride in the drinking water. Right? Well, some people's answer to that is we'll just drink bottled water. Right? And a lot of us, we already drink bottled water. If we don't want to drink what's in the tap water, we drink bottled water. My issue with the fluoride in the water is I'm not worried about the fluoridosis and the over-intoxication of fluoride. My problem is the kids aren't drinking tap water anyway. So I have to, as a doctor, assume they aren't drinking the tap water and make sure they take in fluoride anyway. So we just have too many variables. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll talk about Lyme disease coming up next. 1-877-DOCDALI. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries. or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.